This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, as we go, these next practices, you know, we're still in training camp competitive type modes where we're going against our defense, and it's not a carded kind of simulated look. So that evaluation process is still going for everybody on this roster. And I think that's the great part about our roster and how we do things is the competition is great because of the depth that's been created.
That is offensive coordinator Ken Dorsey talking about, well, his side of the ball and competition for playing time. I feel like we covered a lot of this on Monday off of the preseason game. Just how much room is there going to be for any of these guys to have an impact? I mean, James Cook is, again, on offense. I know there's defensive guys that are going to have an impact too, and we started to see that in Saturday's preseason opener. I think all of the draft class made plays, like all of them. Even like the last round linebacker was making plays late in the game. But Bernard had the big play. Elam and Benford both had plays. But on offense, like Cook is the second round pick, and he has maybe the most clearly defined role set up for him on the team. You know, Shakir is more in a numbers game, and we're not sure if they like him in the slot or outside. They probably value the versatility. I'm sure they value the versatility of being able to play either, but he's not like set to take over a role, right? There's traffic there. If it's the slot, it's McKenzie and Crowder in the way. If it's outside, obviously there are starters there in Diggs and Davis. And then, you know, maybe there's an opportunity after those two guys for him to become like the first guy in. I might predict that that's what he becomes, but that is not a clear path to, you know, lots and lots of snaps. So like Cook is the guy that I think you would expect to maybe lead in snap counts among rookies on offense. And, you know, the impact will, you know, we'll see what that is, just how that looks. This is a player with a skill set that the Bills, with Josh Allen as their quarterback, have really not had. It's not to say they haven't thrown passes to running backs, but they, and it's not to say they haven't split Singletary or Moss out wide. I mean, they've used guys in different formations and in different spots on the field, but I don't feel like when they've done it, particularly with Moss or Singletary lined up out wide, they're not like necessarily exploiting a mismatch and targeting them. I think Cook lined up in the slot or even outside will be someone that they will look to run a route and win and have that be like the play design. I think Cook has kind of the smoothest path to snaps and therefore production. But man, off of that game on Saturday, I've been thinking a lot about Khalil Shakir. I'm tempted to like give you a hot take, you know, something like he'll be the Bills' third leading receiver, but I haven't thought it all the way through. And you know, I don't want to take away from Knox because Knox broke through last year, and maybe he'll be the Bills' third leading receiver. But man, I'm really impressed by Shakir. I think he has looked to almost everyone I read that's observing him in these practices, and certainly off of what he did in the game on Saturday, he is delivering almost precisely what people who liked the draft pick were saying about him. You know, that he just, it's real smooth. Like, it's not, you know, the measurables don't jump off the page, but he just knows how to play the position. He's going to get open, soft hands. I think that was all in evidence on Saturday. I think it's been in evidence, again, from people I trust, Sal at the top of the list, observing these practices. And I think he, while Cook has the clearest path sitting here today in the middle of August, almost, well, it's 3 weeks tomorrow away from the opener, Cook has the clearest path. I feel like Shakir, that is going to come into focus as the season gets going. Like, I have a feeling Shakir has the makings of being one of these guys that they're going to give a little bit to, and when they see what he does with it, they're just going to end up in a place where they're like, we got to get this guy on the field. We have to find a way to get this guy on the field. I have a feeling Shakir is going to be that guy for this offense this year. So, you know, what does that mean prediction-wise? Again, hot takery. He's going to have this many catches. He's going to be the Bills' third leading receiver. I don't know about any of that. I just think there's a role for him that I think has the potential to really grow, because I think he has really, really shown well for himself so far. And of the players in this camp that are like sort of new faces, I just feel like he's got the potential to, by some point this season, kind of like be a story for the Bills. Like, who is this guy that just went off against, you know, whoever, some week where he just has a week? I think he's got that game. And I think the Bills, you know, they've got other guys prioritized ahead of him, obviously, on the depth chart, even at slot with McKenzie and with Crowder in the mix. I wonder if Shakir just doesn't end up being a guy that, like, takes over that position. You know, I've said it again and again. It's interesting to me, and I wonder, like, how much of a concern, if at all, it is that two of the Bills' three top receivers have never had a full-time role. Now, Shakir's never had a full-time role in the NFL either. And, of course, these guys, when they came out of college, had played full-time like Shakir did last year at Boise State. But I just think McKenzie, Crowder has been sort of uneven here. I just feel like the door is cracked open for Shakir. And I'm I don't know, I'm just starting to feel like he may be someone who's going to walk through it. Because to me the well-roundedness to his game that, again, was written about by many, many analysts after the draft, I think it's in evidence. I think you see it in the game on Saturday, and like I said, I think you've seen it in these practices. I just feel like he is a guy that is gonna carve out a role for himself and maybe end up being the most important rookie on this roster, at least on offense. On defense, it's a whole other thing. We don't know where Tre'Davious White is at. Again, the opener is 3 weeks from tomorrow, and he still hasn't been cleared to practice. So, I don't know if there's a cutoff point that fans have for where they start sort of making peace with the idea that White may not be ready for the opener. But for me, 3 weeks out from the game and him still not practicing feels a little ominous. So I know there will be the defensive rookies, the two corners especially, Elam and Benford, will be called on and are going to have to perform for this team. And so on defense, I think it's a whole different thing. I'm even excited about seeing where rookie Terrell Bernard, the linebacker who made the big play on Saturday, fits into things. But on offense, I feel like Shakir, as much as I've been sort of obsessing about Cook and his role, I feel like Shakir is someone to really keep an eye on. 803-0550 is the phone number if you'd like to get in on the conversation here. We'll have Sal Capaccio with us at the top of the 5 o'clock hour, and just get a rundown on and talk with him about some of this that I'm feeling out here, talking about these rookies and potential playing time for them. So make sure you hang in there for Sal. Again, 803-0550 if you want to join us for any conversation on what I've been discussing here or anything really off the board. I think I can handle it. Give us a buzz. Mike Schoep is on vacation this week along with Zach Jones. I am the Bulldog, and you are listening to WGR.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.